This is a miracle that we heard. Jesus took bread and a few fish, blessed it, and broke it and gave it to the crowd of 5,000. And this miracle is very important because it appears in all four Gospels, although the context and emphasis varies with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We hear from Matthew today, and it's actually told a total of 6 times in the four Gospels. So it is the only miracle other than the resurrection that is told in the four Gospels, a fact that speaks of its importance for the early church. The miraculous feeding story expresses the conviction that through Jesus, we share in God's own abundance, not scarcity, but God's abundance, and in the promises made to God's people. The lesson for every Christian is, no matter how impossible it seems, with divine help, it can be done, because nothing is impossible with God. And, of course, most of us Catholic Christians know, and I especially share with those who receive First Holy Communion during these weeks, that this story was seen as a foreshadowing of our celebration of the Holy Eucharist. There are 4 main verbs that the miracle story emphasizes and that we emphasize also in the Eucharistic prayer. He took the bread when it was presented to them. He blessed it. And he broke it and gave it back to them, to more than just the ones who gave it to them. So these same actions the priest does in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. This story makes a connection to the Last Supper and our, of course, celebration of every Mass. The miracle is a symbol of the Eucharist, our sacrament of unity, and the sharing of the broken bread is a sign of a community that shares and provides in abundance for the needs of its members. As Jesus does, so we must do. If we merely come to Mass to get our communion and rush out and go, we're missing on the full importance and experience of the Holy Eucharist. We have taken the Eucharist inside of ourselves, then we are to give thanks, give blessing, thank God for the goodness which we have received, and ask that he multiply it within us so we can break open ourselves, metaphorically, and give what we have received to others. This is something that we do and that we're inspired by people who do it in a very amazing way. Somebody like Mother Teresa. And I read this story that shows how the abundance of God works. When she started her ministry in the slums of Calcutta, India, she had just 20 cents in her pocket. When she died 49 years later, God had turned her original 20 cents into 80 schools, 300 mobile dispensaries, 70 leprosy clinics, 30 homes for the dying, 30 homes for abandoned children, and 40,000 volunteers from all over the world to help in this mission. We can begin our own humble efforts at sharing right here, and many of us do in Alcoa at Our Lady of Fatima, through different ministries that we have, the St. Joseph Workers, the Knights of Columbus, Family Promise Ministry that helps homeless families, Good Neighbors that gives assistance, financial assistance to those who are poor and in need, the Food Connection, our Haiti Ministry, just to name a few, because there are so many others where we can take, bless, break, and give. Not just bread, but of our very selves. That is the Eucharist. Each one of us has been given a gift or more by God. And this is related to our living of the Eucharist, which we receive. We can offer what we have to God by saying, "Here I am, Lord. What I have, you have given me. Use me, Lord." And he will, blessing and amplifying everything beyond our expectations. As we begin to give, we will discover that the Lord moves in where we are not adequate, and he abundantly supplies what is needed. When we give what we have to God and have faith that God will bless it, it is then the miracles continue to happen.